All right, Snack Attack crew, assemble. Feeling that mid-afternoon slump? Need a protein boost that doesn't involve boring protein bars? Well, let me introduce y'all to my new favorite obsession, Wonderful Pistachios. Y'all, these little green guys aren't just your average nut. They're protein powerhouses, packing a whopping 6 grams per ounce. That's over 10% of your daily value. And here's a confession. I used to be a cracker. You know, the kind of girl who enjoys the satisfying pop of opening each one. But let's be honest, sometimes convenience is king. And that's where their no-shell options comes in perfect for on-the-go snacking. Plus, they come in flavors like chili roasted and sea salt and vinegar, so there's something for everyone, even the picky gals. But here's the kicker. Wonderful Pistachios are a complete protein, meaning they have all 9 essential amino acids your body needs. So next time you're feeling sluggish, ditch the sugary treats and grab a handful of these green gems. I promise y'all they will keep you fueled and feeling your best, whether you're conquering carpool duties or crushing deadlines. And seriously, these are my go-to snack. I keep a bag in my purse. I keep one at the office. I even stash a few on the side of my bed for those late night cravings. This year, I want you to treat yourself to something delicious and good for you. So head over to wonderfulpistachios.com and explore their amazing flavors and sizes. Trust me, your taste buds and your body will thank you.
What decisions do you need to make to become the person you want to be and live the life you desire? We're talking about it right after this. Welcome to the Black Girl Bravado podcast, your weekly fix for all things mental health and wellness. I'm Brittany.
And I'm Germany. And not only are we besties, but we're your besties. You heard me right. It's homegirl vibes here.
Get ready for the girls to dish the real, the raw, and the fucking funny.
And listen, we may drag you, but it's always in love. Let's start the show, cuties.
Hey, y'all. Welcome back.
Hey, welcome back. Cuties.
What?
Cutie patooties.
Welcome back,
with the big
y'all.
Old booties. You a cutie patootie with a big old booty.
Welcome back.
How are you doing today? Talk to me.
I'm feeling really good.
How's your
actually.
Heart?
My heart is really good. I feel like I've been working on my heart posture a lot, actually, now that you say that. And I've been feeling really good. Like, I've been really trying to be just aware of my thoughts and the thoughts that I think of other people, working on my humility, working on my self-righteousness, I guess I would call it. So I really feel like I've been checking myself. Like, I just been in the space of feeling really happy for people and like wanting the best for them and checking my own, like, you know, biases or reservations when I might be feeling a little something like, So I've been feeling really good. And I've been also feeling really grateful for what I have.
That's good.
What about you? Talk to me.
I'm feeling pretty good as well.
Good.
Honestly, it's been a good year so far.
Just kicked it off and it's been great.
I know. So far, we're in February. Mm-hmm. She's making her way out of here.
Actually, we're in March.
Oh, we're in March.
We're in March.
When you hear this, we'll be in March. February has somewhere to go.
Yeah.
For sure. But you know what? I'm just overall have had a sense of like taking it easy on myself, being easy on myself, going with the flow, but also making sure that I'm doing my part. That I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing to, you know, accomplish the things that I want to accomplish. And just like I said, not being so hard on myself like I've been in the past.
Mm-hmm.
I've been very critical of myself and I feel like I haven't been doing that lately. I've been learning a lot about myself too, intentionally. But this week, today, I'm feeling good, you know?
That's good. And I hope all of y'all out there, especially the girlies and the boys, whoever else is listening to this,
the way we say boys,
the girlies and the boys, the they, thems, everybody all over the place. I hope y'all are feeling good too. Y'all who are watching us on YouTube, because you know, you can watch us on YouTube.
You can, and you should be watching us on YouTube. You guys not only need to watch, but you should subscribe.
Mm-hmm.
You should subscribe to the YouTube. We're not doing this stuff for shits and giggles. I don't know if anyone thinks that we are, but if you thought that we were, we're not.
Stop laughing.
Stop.
Stop laughing, because that's not it.
We need everybody clocked in and locked in.
Listen.
This is the year of clocking in.
I was just about to say
and
that.
And locking in.
This is the year.
This is the year of that.
Have we done anything fun in the last few weeks?
We have. We've done tons. We went to the Candlelight concert.
Well, things that we hadn't talked about.
Oh. No, we need to schedule some stuff. We had a photo shoot that was really fun. So we had a photo shoot. You guys have seen the photos by now. Mm-hmm. It's like our annual photo shoot. We're going to start doing them more frequently. But the girlies need a refresh. You know, you guys need to see that the skin's still glowing and the hair is still growing.
And the hair's still flowing.
Skin's glowing and hair's flowing.
That's it.
The girlies are growing.
And the success is showing.
I was thinking that when we were taking our photos, like we were planning out the looks and things that we needed for our photo shoot. We are still our own stylists. We're still our own location scouters. Mm-hmm. And we're also the models.
Yeah.
And the people and the makeup who pay artists, for the shit. And the makeup artists.
The producers.
We're all of that. But I was thinking, one of our looks, our scenes was like a celebratory scene. And I'm like, I love how we don't have anything to celebrate yet. But
we're looking forward to.
We're looking forward to having
something.
We're
already putting it on the calendar.
We're looking forward to having something to celebrate. And when we do have it, we're going to be equipped with our photo.
The moments. What I love is how y'all know that they're new photos. Are these new photos?
That's what I said. Are these new? Yeah.
We love a bestie photo. I'm like, girls, yes. They're take new. Notice of.
They're new.
Yeah. It's always fun when we can like play and dress up and have these moments where we get to exude our confidence and somebody captures it. That's really, really fun.
It's really hard being a model. We've been taking these damn pictures for years and I'm shaking every time. I don't be taking pictures in the interim.
I feel like we do really well together,
honestly. I feel like we photograph really well together. That's what makes me feel
confident
because I'm like, when we get together,
if something happens.
It reads well.
We melt into one another, and multiple photographers have told us that we just melt. Yeah. Yes, that it literally just comes together really nicely. They weren't lying.
No, so you guys have seen, we'll be seeing those photos.
Mm-hmm.
That was one thing that we've done.
That's a biggie.
I think that was.
Yeah, really fun. But we're here today.
We've been watching Love is Blind and Risa Tisa.
Oh, my goodness.
But anywho.
We're here today.
We're here. And this is our, I don't know if we have a series this month.
I don't think we do. It's just going to be a collection of great episodes, a goodie bag of sorts.
Another goodie bag,
because sometimes you can't contain it all.
You can't.
You can't put it in a box. You can't put a label
sometimes
on it.
Sometimes you can't, and you just have to rock with it.
Yeah.
Sometimes you have to rock with it. We're not here to force anything, so I'm cool with it being another goodie bag.
Me too.
So today, we're talking about something that's very important. Something that might be often overlooked, mm-hmm. but it can really make or break the trajectory of your life. And usually, that's what our episode topics are about.
Yeah.
The pertinent information, the things that you need to be dialed in on, locked in, and tapped in about, because you are the ruler of your life. So, today we're talking about choices.
Yeah.
You remember that E-40 song?
Yup. That was...
Everybody got choices.
Yup. Yeah, of course I remember that song. It wasn't a favorite of mine, but I do remember it.
It wasn't a favorite of mine either, but it was, you know, E-40. His songs are memorable.
Yeah, for
they
sure.
They stick.
For sure.
The way he be talking in them circles. But everything is a choice, y'all.
Yeah.
Literally. Every day, we are making choices. Mm-hmm. Everything that we do is a choice.
And don't do is a choice. That's the real tea. Like, I feel like when you really think about choices... And how many choices that we're like actually making. I think I seen online that the average adult makes like 33,000 choices a day. And like 226 of those choices are just about food, like what you're going to eat. So when you really think of how many choices that we are constantly presented with, how many decisions that we are making, whether they're unconscious or conscious, a lot is happening. And we get in the way of like going through life. Just like on autopilot and not really taking into consideration that, yo, I have the power to make things really, really good if I tap in and understand the choices that are really available to me, the options that are available to me, and make better decisions.
Yeah, especially decisions that can empower us.
Mm-hmm.
I can say that often it feels like a passive thing sometimes mm-hmm. because we make so many, 33 to 35,000 is a lot.
Yeah.
And it feels like, you know, you're just going through your day to day. But when you really sit down and think about it, like life is a culmination of all of our choices, that makes me want to choose differently.
Of course.
That makes me want to take a step back and say, hold on.
Yeah.
What are the choices that I'm making?
What am I really doing here?
What am I really doing? Are they in alignment
mm-hmm.
with
mm-hmm.
the person that I say I want to be?
Yeah.
Are they going to help propel me further down the path that I say I want to go down?
Yeah.
is this why I feel stuck sometimes? Like, what is really happening?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I feel like this is a great starting point, you know?
It is. Because your choices, when you are actively making great decisions or aware of your choices, then you are really deciding who you want to be. And I feel like as a Libra girly and being like an indecisive girly, like, oh, I'm so indecisive. Like, even in my indecisiveness, I'm still making a choice.
You are.
My choice is to not choose. You know what I mean? Sometimes yeah, when we think, oh, I didn't have a choice or I'm not thinking about it. You still chose that.
You did, you know? Something.
When we were thinking about this or writing this up, preparing our notes, because, you know, we're note girlies.
We have notes.
We have notes. There's, of course, notes. I was thinking about how sometimes we have these situations where we feel like we fell into a decision, or like not even a decision, because the decision is very intentional. But like just fell into a situation without a choice. And I liken to this to like how women, when we meet somebody, we know off rip if we gonna fuck. After the first few interactions.
Oh, yeah.
We know.
We make the choice. It's like tonight.
Or not even tonight. If it happens.
Today, we know we gonna link and we'll be like, if it happens, I'm cool with it. And we prepare for it to happen.
Exactly.
Where, you know, everything's in
place. Whatever
you
gotta do. You meal prepped. You waxed,
wipe.
Honey pot. Date has been scheduled.
Yeah, you know, everything's in, like, if
you've lowered your inhibition.
He pulls my pants. If he tries to pull them to the side, I'm going to let him.
And my thing is, in the moment, it might feel like, oh, you know, well, we just did what adults do. No, girl, you had already made the decision long ago.
Yeah, because, for real.
That's how it feels when you think about, like, how autopilot you feel like you are. But even still, you have made a decision long ago. You would get to the point where you felt like you didn't make a choice. You still made a choice.
Yeah.
So
that was a good example.
I think about myself. And also, y'all, I seen this video on TikTok, just bringing it around to real life. And this guy was talking about how if somebody cheats on you, disclaimer, do whatever you want to do. If you want to take them back. If you don't, you don't. But he was just saying that there's never like a situation where it was a mistake. And I feel like as people who might make mistakes will deflect from accountability and be like, oh, I didn't mean to. It was a mistake. It was a one time thing. It just happened. But really, to our point, life is a culmination of choices. So even when you make a
mistake,
in quotes, right, wrong decision, something that goes against the integrity or whatever the moral code that was, you know, the expectations that were set, you made a choice. That was a culmination of choices to get the number, to talk in the DMs, to link, right, to decide.
And then to cheat.
To go further, to, you know, resist knowing you should hold back and there you decide to go forward. There's tons of choices that are constantly being made. So at this big age, there is no mistake. There is no, it just happened. Nothing just happens, babe. Even you getting in your car to drive over to where you were going to do the dirt was a choice. There were many opportunities for you to stop yourself.
We're thinking the whole way.
You're not.
Even if I'm not doing something sneaky like that, I'm thinking the whole way like, okay, I'm making the choice. Oh, this is really what we're doing. Okay. And so if this happens and that happens, and then this is what I'm.
There's constantly.
We're thinking.
Yes.
The wheels are turning. Mm-hmm. So you're right. You're absolutely right.
It never gave mistake. Now, you can be gracious and allow yourself to forgive, but it cannot be under the guise that this was
a mistake.
That it just happened.
Yeah, it gives on us.
It can be a mistake, but it didn't just happen. You know what I'm saying?
Right. It was a mistake, but it's not like you just slipped into the coochie.
You never did that.
You never
actually took steps. You actually pulled out a mat, put your shoes on, walked over there, and then fell in.
Yeah, you never unknowingly just slipped into it.
You didn't.
You knew what the hell was going on. Mm-hmm. You knew what was going on. But back to you saying that, like, we get to choose mm-hmm. who we want to be and what we want to have. I saw something else where this girl, she was saying that the choices that we're making right now is for our future selves.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we really need to be thinking about that. I feel like sometimes that's another thing that makes us choose passively, because we're thinking about current, like where we're at right now.
For sure.
Like right now, this is where I'm at. It might not be where I want to be or anywhere near that. And so you're making choices from that mindset, from that space, instead of thinking about how would the person who I want to be,
mm-hmm.
how would they be choosing? Would they be waking up earlier? Would they be making sure, you know, they're sticking to their plan, their routine, their schedule? Would they be doing this? You know, what would they be doing that I'm not doing? And let me start choosing those types of behaviors and activities and ways of thinking so that I can eventually become that person.
Yeah. And I think what we really have to do is just try to always operate, choose, think from our higher self, our highest, most evolved self, right? Which would be the future self. In the future, you would hope that you would be evolved, more refined, advanced, further along, you know, even if that future self is just a few months ahead. You know, yeah. I feel like sometimes that also keeps us in this limited way of thinking where our perspective is kind of like so here and now, that the future doesn't have to be 10 years from now. It doesn't have to be 5 years from now. It could be, what does myself 6 months from now look like? 1 year from now look like? Like, you could be working towards that person, the near future. So yeah, it does happen, because baby, the way you be feeling in the moment will definitely keep you from doing some shit.
The way I felt in the moment has kept me doing things I don't want to do that I knew I didn't need to be doing.
Yeah.
I'm like, I know I'm not supposed to be doing this.
I know I'm not supposed to be in this with them.
But I'm in it. That's right now, it feels easier.
Yeah.
You know, right now, this feels like easy to do. So I'm going to do it. And it's still a choice.
Yeah.
It's just not always the best choice.
Yeah.
So I think it's important that we call out that there's a difference between choice and decision making.
Mm-hmm.
Because although it can be subtle, it's important for us to understand the difference. Yeah. So let's get into the differences. So choice refers to your ability to select between two or more options. So you're looking at a menu, you're choosing between the carbonara and the burger. Okay. It's the potential for action, not the action itself. It can be unconscious or spontaneous,
mm-hmm.
like grabbing a red apple instead of a green apple. And it can be influenced by factors that are beyond your control. Yeah. For example, like having a lack of options.
And decision making. Decision making is the process of actively selecting one option from the available choices. So like Brittany mentioned, if you're at a restaurant, you're looking at the menu, you see a ton of options available, chicken, carbonara, whatever else you said, steak burrito, veggie bowl, I don't know. And you go with the steak chimichurri, right? That is the actual decision making. Decisions involve conscious thought and an evaluation of the options and consequences. It also requires effort and focus to consider potential outcomes. And lastly, it aims to choose the best option based on your values, goals, and the information available to you. So, yes.
This is some critical thinking.
Yeah, exactly.
With the decision making.
Yeah. And I think the restaurant analogy was really good. I think the best way to consider is that choices are, yes, all of the options. The decision making is the act of choosing. So that's where we kind of get him sort of, you know, mixed up. Like, you think that your choices are you choosing, but it's not. Once you've made the decision, it is the act of choosing. That's what your decision is. Coming to the act of the choice that you've made. Because we're all
presented with
choices.
A variety of choices.
All the time. But when you settle on something, then you have made a decision and you have made a choice.
Mm.
You get that? The breakdown?
So choice requires less effort because this is just what's in front of us. But when it comes to the decision making, which is ultimately us choosing.
The act of choosing.
The act of
the choosing. The action of choosing, yes.
That's when we really need to tap in.
Yes, exactly.
And figure out what would be the best choice for me out of all of the options that I have in front of me.
Yes, because choices are unconscious. Decisions are conscious. They're always conscious. I've made a decision. I am deciding to do this. That is the difference.
Okay. Mm-hmm. The choices lead to your decision making.
Yes.
They're intertwined.
They are. There's an intersection.
They're twin sisters. Are we saying they're twin sisters?
Fraternal. They could be twins, but fraternal.
But not identical.
Yeah. They're fraternal. They share blood. Same mama, different daddy. You know that damn near makes
yeah,
us.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That makes
same,
it
same. That's that same, same.
The mother's the same.
Yeah. Once the mama the same,
once
old baby
the mama
is the
same, it's giving whole sister.
Listen, it never brother. Gave half.
It never gave half.
No, it didn't. No.
Same mama, we whole.
Same mama, it's all the same.
Yeah, same mama. We
same home. Mama, we might as well have the same daddy.
Yeah. Same mama, we grew up in the same house.
Yeah.
Where are you calling them my half anything?
It never gave half. I don't even call my brothers half, and we ain't got the same mama.
I've never used
it. It just
that.
Really depends on how you're raised.
Yeah, it depends on how you're raised.
Because, baby, mine are mine.
Period.
Hoes.
So, y'all sit tight. We're going to be right back after this break to finish talking about choices.
Hey, Bookies, we got something special for you. Are you ready to dive into a celebration of Blackness that's as diverse as the experience it represents? Well, NPR has got you covered with Black Stories, Black Truths. This is a groundbreaking collection that's more than just a podcast. It's revelation.
What does Black representation in media mean to you? Because to me, it's about breaking down stereotypes, challenging biases, and Also showcasing the rich tapestry of Black experiences.
For sure, absolutely. And Black Stories, Black Truths is the epitome of this celebration. Each episode is a living account of what it truly means to be Black today, and it's told from a unique Black perspective.
And I feel like these aren't just stories, like they're narratives of joy, resilience, empowerment, and also the incredible ability to create world-shifting things out of the struggle.
Seriously, you'll hear about everything from pop culture icons like Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama, to discussions on vital topics like reparations, y'all. There's really no limit to the range of Black Stories, Black Truths.
Have you tuned in yet? One of my favorite episodes is the one on how real self-care takes real systemic change. That's a must listen.
Yeah, I really think the hosts bring a tone that's celebratory. It's also informative and reflective, which I really can appreciate. Every episode is a journey. It offers a range of emotions and perspectives that keeps you hooked from start to finish. As soon as I turn it on, I'm like,
And let's not forget, Black perspectives haven't always been at the forefront of America's story, but now they are the story.
Period. So this is not just a podcast, y'all. It's a collection of some of NPR's best episodes showcasing the brilliance and resilience of the Black experience.
And we know NPR is known for its commitment to diverse storytelling. But with them presenting Black Stories, Black Truths, I would say that this is NPR with the noir twist.
So what are you waiting for? Turn on NPR today and immerse yourself in a range of voices as varied, nuanced, and Black as the incredible country we reflect.
And remember, stories should never be about us without us. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you ever dreamed of effortlessly conversing in another language? Whether it's for that upcoming international trip, connecting with family and friends, diving deep into a new culture, or simply adding a new skill to your repertoire, learning a new language opens up a world of opportunities. But let's face it, traditional methods like textbooks and classroom learning can be a drag. That's where Rosetta Stone comes in. As the most trusted language learning program for over 30 years, Rosetta Stone offers a revolutionary approach that truly immerses you in the language you want to learn without relying on CDs or DVDs. Picture this, you're effortlessly conversing in Spanish on the streets of Barcelona, ordering tapas like a local, or discussing the latest French designers with Parisians. So sexy, right? With Rosetta Stone's intuitive process, you'll learn naturally, starting with words, then phrases, then full sentences. And with over 25 languages offered, including Spanish, French, Italian, German, Korean, Chinese, Japanese, Dutch, Arabic, and Polish, the possibilities are endless. Rosetta Stone's speech recognition technology, including the True Accent feature, acts like a personal trainer for your accent, providing instant feedback on your pronunciation. Plus, with both desktop and app options available, along with offline lesson downloads and an audio companion, learning for the babe on the go has never been easier. And here's the best part. For a limited time, Rosetta Stone is offering a lifetime membership for 50% off, y'all. That's right, lifetime access to all 25 language courses for half the price. Don't miss out on this amazing deal. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, BGB listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today. With Mother's Day around the corner, are you thinking about a truly special gift for your mom? Let me tell you about mylifeinabook.com. It's a unique service that turns your mom's life stories into a beautiful book. Pretty cool, right? Here's how it works. Every week, mylifeinabook.com will send her a question via email. These can be pre-written questions about her life or any custom question you wish to ask. And then she can either type her response or record her voice, and mylifeinabook.com compiles all of her responses into a beautiful keepsake book. And guess what? They can even create an audiobook using her voice recordings. It's like preserving her voice and her stories for eternity. Imagine discovering stories about her youth, adventures, and the challenges she's overcame. This book becomes a legacy and something you and your future generations can treasure forever. Your mom's giving you a lifetime of stories. This is your chance to give her a way to share them. I'm so excited about mylifeinabook.com because I'm planning on gifting my mom with this. She's always loved reflecting on memories and sharing her stories, and I know this will be the perfect gift to capture those moments for her. The thoughts of her flipping through the pages and reliving those cherished memories brings a smile to my face already. Check out mylifeinabook.com and use code BRAVADO at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day. That's mylifeinabook.com. Use code BRAVADO for 10% off today.
Okay, y'all. We're back.
Hey.
So, I think it's important for us to really talk about, like, our mind and the thought process when it comes to this choice, because I feel like it's something simple. Like, you got choices, pick the best choice, you know, think about it and make the best choice. Mm-hmm. But I know for a fact how it feels when it comes down to making these decisions
based on the choices
yes. and the options that we have.
Yeah.
So there's something called choice mechanism. There's a mechanism when it comes to these choices. And our choices are determined by two opposing systems. So we have the automatic system and we have the reflective system. So there was an experiment done with some researchers. They had a group of students. It was a marshmallow experiment. And they told them, okay, you have two options, two choices.
And these are children.
These are children. They sat them at the table and they put the marshmallow in front of them. And they said, you can eat the marshmallow right now or you can wait for 15 minutes and then you'll get two marshmallows. So the kids who decided to eat the marshmallow immediately, they were using their automatic system response. Mm-hmm. They were turned on by that stimuli, the smell of the marshmallow, having that sweet treat right in front of you that I want it right now.
Yeah.
The instant gratification. Give me that. I'm eating it. It's right here. It's right now. I don't even need the two. Just give me the one right now. That's the automatic. Then the students who decided to wait were using their reflective system response. And so while they were doing this experiment, they said that the reflective system response is when you start to bring in the logic, the critical thinking.
The reasoning.
All I have to wait is 15 minutes and then I'm going to have double
what
I would have had if I would have gotten it immediately. When you really start to think about the decision that you're going to make, that's reflective. Mm-hmm. And you know what was really mind-blowing is they followed up with these children years later and they discovered that only 30% of those children used their reflective system to wait and get the marshmallows.
Wow.
When they followed up with them, they found that children who used their reflective system mm-hmm. were more successful financially, mentally,
using more logic, more
they
reason.
Were doing better.
I feel like if I was in that situation, I would have likely used my reflective system. I feel like I've always been a pretty practical child. And I would have probably been like, I'll just take the two. 15 minutes is not a long wait time to wait. I will wait. But maybe not. I don't know. I don't know how,
yeah,
how my childlike mind would
They didn't
would
say
work.
How old these kids were. We've seen this experiment when they like put their fruit snacks in front of them. They
yeah,
didn't tell
some
them
of the kids can't wait.
Yeah, some of the kids can't wait. I don't think they presented it as like, you're going to get more. It was just like, wait.
I feel like I could always wait. If you promise me more,
I feel like I can wait. Because that's the thing with me sometimes with my choices. Sometimes you don't know what the outcome will be.
Yeah, then it makes you just let me. That's a scarcity mindset.
That's a scarcity. Sometimes you don't know what the outcome will be. But if you tell me the outcome is going to be abundant,
then I'll
wait. And I just got to wait. Oh, I can wait.
I'll wait.
You're guaranteeing?
It's a promise.
You're guaranteeing that this Stand is going to be good? I've been waiting. I can wait.
Big reflective mindset mechanism. I'm waiting on you, baby.
I know.
And you better have it. You better have it like you said, because then I'm going to be pissed off
if I done waited and it's not giving what you said it was going to give. That would piss me off for sure.
It would piss me off.
That would make me mad. But I mean, yeah, I feel like I go back and forth. This is the thing.
What?
I feel like typically I do the reflective. I am tapped into my reflective system. And the times when I'm not, when I'm tapped into the automatic, it's like I have the awareness. I'm just choosing.
Yeah. To not.
I'm choosing.
The instant gratification.
I'm choosing to not be in tune.
And not operate from your highest self.
I'm choosing to not.
And that is a choice, right? At work, we have this I don't even want to say it's a phrase, but it is something that we say, is that people have the right to make a choice, even if it's a bad one. People, if they're in their right mind, alert and oriented times four, and they are making a decision that you think is like against the medical team's advice or not going against the treatment plan, it's like everybody has the right to make a decision, even if it's a bad one. So yeah, even in that, right, you are deciding that I'm going to make this decision, and it might not be my best decision. I know it's probably not, but it's the choice that I'm making right now.
It is. And I think that that sort of thinking should not be used broadly. There's different types of choices.
Yeah.
And we're about to get into them. That might be better to do if you're going to do it when it's the micro thing.
A micro choice.
But when
yes.
it's something macro, you really want to be tuned into your reflective system thinking.
Yes. So because our lives are made up of a bunch of different choices, right? Things that impact us greatly and then things are just more frivolous. We think that it would be helpful to break down the different types of choices that we make. So we briefly mentioned micro choices. Micro choices are momentary, right? They can be quick, everyday decisions with minimal long-term impact. Like, what do you want to eat for breakfast? What do you want to wear today? What time you're going to get up? You know, are you going to snooze 10 minutes? Little things like that. They could be habitual. This looks like automatic choices based on your routine or ingrained practices. Like you take the same route to work every day. Maybe you check your phone first thing in the morning, or you respond to emails at a particular time. And they can also be reactive. So these are decisions that are made in response to immediate situations, like choosing how to respond to your coworkers or choosing how to react in a frustrating situation. Maybe the weather changed and you grab your umbrella. Things that, you know, are a response to something else happening.
Yeah. The thing that hit me with the micro is the habitual things.
Mm-hmm.
I've been making a choice to get on my phone first thing in the morning. And that's a micro habit choice that I need to change.
And the thing about micro choices that is that they can impact your macro choices.
They can.
You know,
it's something that can
it's like, exactly. This small habit that you do or this small choice that you make can in return maybe affect your mental health or your mental wellness. Or, you know, there's just little things that you think are not making an impact that
they are in the grand scheme of things. If you keep doing it, it turns into macro.
It's atomic effects. Habits.
It turns into a macro effect.
Yeah.
So our macro choices, these can be lifelong. So decisions that affect your long-term consequences, your career path, getting married, having children, mm-hmm. financial decisions that impact your financial well-being, like buying a house, investing, managing your debt, and then values driven. So these are choices that are aligned with your core beliefs and principles, like advocating for a cause, choosing environmentally friendly products, or pursuing a creative passion.
Yeah.
The heavy hitters, who you decide to partner with.
Oh, yeah. Big macro choice.
Can drastically
make or break you.
Make or break you.
For sure.
It can improve your life or it can have it in the dirt.
But like who you decide to be friends with, who you allow next to you, your inner circle.
Yeah.
And that might seem like such a micro thing, like, oh, friends come and go. But it's like when you're really investing in building relationships with people, their habits rub off on you. Their way of thinking might rub off on you. You really are only as good as the sum of the people you're hanging out with. What they say?
You
hang out with this group sum.
You're the mathematicians sum. You're the know. Sum of the five people you hang out with.
There
the most
we
frequently.
Go. That's it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It matters.
Like, don't let nobody try to convince you that it doesn't matter, because people will do that. Like, your individual, whatever you're doing is what's going to be reflective of, like, your life. But
we're human. We're human and we're doing this together, and there's no way to not be influenced. There's no way to not feel. I think influence is just the biggest way. Like, you honestly
to not be impacted.
Yeah, are rubbing off on one another. And hopefully if you got some good people around you, it's for the better. But we also know, y'all, I have been in some sick situations with people. And I'm not saying just men, in relationships where we were just
vibing,
going off vibes, baby, and circling the drain. Exactly. Circling the drain at one time. I had a wild summer year. I want to say year before I started grad school. Baby, I tell you, it was.
Yeah, you tell me about the wild summer.
It was wild. I've never told y'all, but I was doing something.
The wild summer before grad school.
I was doing some things, and I know that it was based on the people that I was hanging out with, because that was acceptable. That was cool.
That was a culture.
I don't even want to tell y'all. I'm right there on the edge of being like, this is what I was doing, but.
You can say it. journey.
Every time I gotta peel back a layer on this podcast. An onion layer. Okay, fine.
Because you're evolved. You know, I am not evolved currently.
I am evolving. This was like 10 years ago.
You love to put a time frame with them.
It was. It was like 10 years ago. I was like 25, maybe even younger, 24, whenever grad school was. I don't remember. A young girl. 10 years ago. Now, y'all, this was in the height of the pill era. I'm just gonna say.
Yeah, it was rampant then.
It was the height of like, oh, we taking ecstasy, Molly, whatever your thing was. I don't know if it was even your thing, but it was going around. It was happening. And I'm not even gonna lie to you, like every weekend, every other weekend, I was hanging out.
It was your vice.
It was kind of like fun. I'm just gonna say it. It was a fun thing to do. I never hurt myself. Thank God I was protected.
Covered.
Exactly. I never got into anything that I shouldn't have got into. However, it was and I don't want to say it was becoming a problem because it wasn't. It was like small doses where it was still controllable. But knowing myself, that's not who I am. You feel me? Like, I'm not the kind of person who wants to go out and do drugs every weekend. Although I was. It was fun in the moment. But when I take a step back and I reflect, I'm like, bro, you were really doing too much.
It wasn't your highest.
It's like, yeah, it's like every now and again, listen, do what you do. Have your fun. But every other week, but it's because the people I was hanging with, that's what we considered fun at the time. So my whole point in sharing that and being a big sister to y'all right now,
yeah,
is saying you are the culmination of the people that you are hanging out with, right? If you have homegirls who don't get down like that or who don't think certain things are cute or that's acceptable, then guess what? You're less likely to participate in certain activities. And usually, hopefully, fingers crossed, is for the betterment of the person that you are becoming.
And it is.
Yeah, I don't do that no more, y'all. And it's no shame on nobody who do it, because if I wanted to do it, I would.
Right.
And that's just that, because I'd be doing other stuff. Mm-hmm. Okay, so personal choices, which is a great segue. Personal choices that we make are around our health and wellness. So decisions impacting your physical and mental well-being, like choosing healthy foods or exercising regularly or deciding to seek therapy. It's having a therapist. Around your relationships, looks like choices affecting your connections with others, like setting boundaries, resolving conflicts, or pursuing romantic relationships. And then those self-development choices that we have to make, deciding if we're going to strive for personal growth and learning, taking up new hobbies, or pursuing education and practicing mindfulness.
The personal choices, they rule my life.
Yeah.
They rule all of our lives, but this is the pocket I feel like I'd be in the most.
That's it.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, what am I going to do? What am I not going to do?
Yeah.
It's usually in the personal choice pocket.
Yeah, for sure. I live in the personal choice pocket as well.
Yeah. Am I going to go to the gym today? And then it's that back and forth dialogue. Like, oh, I don't really feel like it, but you need to do it because, you know, keep the promise you made to yourself. And these are the benefits. And y'all know the deal.
Yes.
Okay. So the final type of choices we make are our professional choices. So we have our career. These are decisions related to your work plan, like choosing a job, seeking promotions, or changing careers if you have to make a pivot.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to do something differently, that is literally a choice. And I really want to empower us and bring that back to the front of our awareness. This has been in the back.
Yeah.
That is a choice.
Bring it to the front.
Because I know a lot of us show up to these white men gigs day in and day out, and we're not happy.
Yeah, we were talking about that recently. Even that's a choice, y'all. Staying in jobs that we're not happy in, staying in relationships we're not fulfilled in, staying in relationships where we feel like there's no reciprocity. There are so many choices that we are making. And yes, the job is one of them. And I'm glad you've highlighted that because, y'all, these are jobs. Some of us are not working in a career. Okay? So it's okay to pack your shit and leave.
It's okay.
It's okay to pack your shit and leave if you are not happy.
Even if it is a career, it's okay to pivot and find a new company where you can flourish in that career.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. We are not trees.
No.
We can get up
go. We're houseplants, you know, like a big fiddle. It got nice, big roots. You can flourish. But guess what, baby? If we need to pick up and go, we can go.
You can repot it.
Okay.
Put it in a new environment.
It's not giving stationary.
It's not. And we got to keep that. So another part of our professional choices is our work-life balance. So these choices impact how you manage your work demands and your personal time, like setting boundaries in the workplace, utilizing that PTO. Taking vacations, time off, mental health days, sick days, time off.
Take them.
And negotiating, if it's possible, flexible work arrangements. Mm-hmm. Hey, we need some flexibility.
Can I get a hybrid?
Finding a job that promotes flexible work arrangements. Mm-hmm. And then your professional development. So these are decisions that you make that are aimed at your career development, like acquiring new skills, obtaining certifications, attending conferences, seeking memberships in professional communities, choices that can help propel you further. Mm-hmm. We all have a choice to make. Mm-hmm. Whatever job you're working at, I can guarantee you that there are some opportunities for professional development. Now, it's your choice if you want to utilize it and tap in.
Yeah.
But they're available. And every day, a lot of us make the choice to do not a goddamn thing. And then be wondering why we're feeling like, oh my God, I'm so stagnant. I'm so tired of this. And I'm just over this. But we are making a choice to continue on each day.
Yes.
Not making not one change.
Yeah.
We got to stop that.
Yeah. What I really love here is that understanding the different types of choices that we are faced with can help us continue to navigate life's like complexities. It's not just one area that you feel like you have choice in or agency over. I only have agency over my personal choices because my job, they tell me what to do and I don't. No, the more we realize and the sooner we realize how many areas of our lives are impacted by our choices, our options, our decision making, we're going to get further and we're going to go there faster. Yeah. So we're going to take a quick break and we will come right back.
Y'all should know by now that we love progression over here. Let's chat about what everyday progress truly means to us. Whether it's hitting those small milestones or treating ourselves to a little something something after a month of disciplined budgeting, progress is all about balance and staying motivated. And speaking of budgeting and reaching financial goals while still enjoying life's little pleasures, have you heard about Chime? Chime's checking account offers some amazing features that can help you along your financial journey. Let me tell you about one feature that really stands out to me. Chime's Spot Me. We've all been there, right? Dealing with overdraft fees can really throw a wrench in your financial plans. But with Chime, you can overdraft up to $200 with no fees. You heard me right. No fees. It's like having a safety net for those unexpected moments. Y'all, I had a friend who was always getting hit with hefty overdraft fees. It was a mess trying to sort it out. How do you really get ahead with that? But with Chime, you can avoid those headaches and get back on track with ease. Plus, Chime isn't just a bank, it's a community. With Boost, you can increase your Spot Me limit by receiving Boost from your friends. It's like having your financial back covered by your squad. So, if you're ready to take control of your finances and wave goodbye to those pesky monthly fees, open your Chime account today. Just head over to chime.com/bravado. That's chime.com/bravado. Chime feels like progress. Banking services and debit card provided by the Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. Members FDIC. Spot Me eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply. Boosts are available to eligible Chime members enrolled in SpotMe and are subject to monthly limits. Terms and conditions apply. Go to chime.com/disclosures for details.
Okay, y'all. Welcome.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back.
Welcome back. Hopefully y'all know what that is.
Yes, hopefully. You know, one thing that I feel like I felt, and people probably can resonate with this,
mm-hmm.
is feeling like, well, I don't even have no, my choices are limited.
Yeah.
It feels like my choices are limited. So what really is going on, it kind of has stripped away my power.
Yeah.
I've given away my power, really.
Mm-hmm.
When I'm thinking about, oh, the choices are limited. And that's completely understandable. It's understandable to feel like you have limited choices because of your situation or your circumstances. Maybe life has dealt you a shitty hand. That
happens. You ain't got no spades, baby.
No, maybe the cards that you were dealt.
You playing with clubs and diamonds.
It was subpar.
Yeah.
That happens because we all do have different advantages mm-hmm. and different disadvantages. We're not negating that
yeah,
is a
for
thing
sure.
You know, you can feel like, okay baby, the walls are closing in,
mm-hmm.
I'm battling, I'm stuck. But it's important to remember that even when you have limitations, even when your cards look different, you still have agency.
Yeah.
You still have the choice, the option to choose.
Yeah. Even when it's feeling tough, even when it feels like you're down
even
and
when
out
the sun
and up against
shine.
The ropes. So yeah.
And there's ways that you can navigate this because we don't want to keep ourselves stuck feeling like, I don't, this girl, you know, they got it. What they call a silver spoon?
Yeah.
Silver spoon. They're Nepo babies.
Ooh, I would love to be a Nepo baby. I'm not going to hold you. I actually would love
that. I would love to be a Nepo baby. But I'm not.
You can't act like you don't have any options available to make life better or, you know, more fulfilling because you're not a Nepo baby or because you didn't come from money or because somebody graduated and you didn't or because they got a plug, they got a connection. You feel me? They mama the boss.
And that's teeth. You just said because they didn't graduate. I was talking to someone who was very successful. They didn't graduate college. They went to college, but they didn't graduate college.
It's a joke.
And some way, somehow, they have managed to climb up a corporate ladder, director level, mm-hmm. be a mover and a shaker. And I'm like, that's because they chose.
Listen.
To still make moves, still navigate, still do what they needed to do to fulfill their path while somebody could choose to be just like what you said. I don't have it. I don't have a degree. I'm not even going to try.
Sometimes we have the degree and still don't try. Mm. So, I mean, it's really about what you make it. We have to realize that the power's in our hands. The choice is ours to decide what we're going to do, to make good decisions. So the first thing that you can do if you feel like you have limitations or you don't have as many choices as other people is to shift your perspective. Mm. Instead of focusing on what you don't have, start thinking about what you do have, right? Maybe you can't change your whole situation, but you can make some adjustments to particular parts of your situation, right? Like maybe the way that you choose to look at your situation, the way you choose to react to your situation. So you just need to look for small areas where you can make better decisions. And even if it seems insignificant, do it anyway. Right?
Do something.
Think about this. Do you get to choose your breakfast? Do you get to choose your outfit? Do you get to choose your morning routine?
Right.
You feel me? Like, do you get to choose what time you wake up? Do you get to choose what it is that you feed yourself? How long you're going to be on social media? There's aspects of our situations that are always in our control and that we have the ability to impact. Act like it.
For real.
Right? And then when you think about it, do you feel empowered with the choices that you are making? Right?
I like that. The next thing that you can do if you feel like you are limited in your choice, you can reframe your situation. Mm-hmm. So with this, instead of seeing your limitations as barriers, view them as challenges to overcome. Mm. Let's the
hurdles.
This.
Remember hurdles? What was that track star hurdle?
Hurdles. Mm-hmm. Jumping over the hurdles.
My little ex boo boo.
I tried, girl. I fucked myself.
Brittany, I can't even imagine you doing hurdles.
I couldn't either. I couldn't.
My ex nigga used to do the hurdles.
He was a runner. He's a track star.
He was. He did hurdles.
Okay.
I'd be like, go!
So, ask yourself, when you decide to like view these as challenges to overcome, what can I learn from this?
Yes.
We love when we get introspective.
You know, this has to be the year of me looking at every situation, not like a barrier or an obstacle, but like, how can I overcome it?
Yeah.
It was waiting to be overcame.
That's how I've been feeling. Whenever I feel like I'm met with something that might not be favorable or might not be something that I like.
Yeah.
I automatically have been going into, what can I learn from this? What is this trying to teach me? How can I become stronger from this? How can I do things differently the next time? Because what I don't want to happen is I'm consistently met with
the same thing
over and over, and I'm trying to like do better with my patterns and see how making different choices and decisions can benefit me. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's not to say that I'm not going to be met with challenges, but this is important. Yeah. Get inquisitive. Yeah. Ask yourself, how can I do better? Yeah. Reframe it. We're reframing it, okay? And this can help you find some creative solutions and opportunities to free you from these constraints. The chains. The chains. We're breaking them.
Break every chain.
We're breaking them.
Next thing you can do is focus on your values. So what matters most to you in life? When you connect your choices with your core values, even the smallest decisions can feel more meaningful, right? Like if you are a person who values integrity and you're dealing with somebody who has none, choice is easy.
Feels fraud.
Choice is easy. I'm only doing things that align me with what I truly see for myself, right? So you should be asking yourself, is this choice in alignment with what truly matters to me?
That always gathers me.
And this can help ensure that you're prioritizing choices that are most aligned and authentic with not only who you currently are, but the person that you want to be. You want to do things that are fulfilling. There's a lot in the podcast space, or a lot that comes with doing this type of work, y'all. There's things that we feel like we don't have, you know, as far as like exposure or a team. And then there's, you know, where it can feel limiting, like we don't have what everybody else has, or why don't they see us the way we know we need to be seen?
Right.
But when the opportunity presents for us to, like, we get to choose to create good content and mainly produce and put out content that aligns with what it is that we see for this show. We don't want to go the fast route. We want to go the, what is it, the quality over quantity route.
Right.
So my whole point is that even when you feel like back is against the wall, I don't have any options, it's like, am I doing something that's at least fulfilling to me right now? And then hopefully it's going to get the fruits of the labor.
Yeah.
Fruits of labor.
We want to hope.
You know.
This is really all like interwoven and connected. Like focusing on the values is really real, mm-hmm. because that's when I start to feel the cognitive dissonance sometimes. Mm-hmm. When I know I'm making a choice.
Yeah. Doing wrong.
When I know, because like I said, a lot of the times when I make the choices that aren't the best, I'm aware and choosing to move forward anyway. But I'm always slapped in the ass with a little bit of cognitive dissonance. Like, now, girl, you know, this is not. You know, this is really not in alignment.
Yeah.
Now, are you doing it for the plot?
And you might
sometimes be. Sometimes I do shit for the plot. And I honestly do. Sometimes I'm like, this is not for alignment. This is for the plot.
This is for the pleasure.
This is for a little fun. This is for a little fun.
Yeah.
And I know that is probably not going anywhere.
And that's one of those micro choices, right? It doesn't have many long-term effects.
Right.
So that's okay.
Yeah. I give myself space to be human. But when it comes to, like, you know, a consistent feeling and, like, me wanting to do better and be better, it is important for me to, like, really come back to the center.
Yeah.
So that I'm not feeling that cognitive dissonance. And really what we're saying here is that we want to empower you that even if you feel like you have limited choices or you don't have the upper hand, feeling empowered is not about having unlimited choices.
Yeah.
You know, that's not what we're saying. Figure out a way to get more choices. That's not what feeling empowered is about. It's about believing in your ability to make the most of the choices that you do have.
Period.
What do you have in front of you right now to choose from?
And honestly, if you work out of that, then you'll always do your best. That's the thing, you know, wanting to always do your best is making a choice that I'm going to strive for excellence despite what I see or what I have. That means like I'm just going to show up and give what I got.
Yeah.
Which is going to be the best and making the most out of what I have right now. It's the agency. We have to take more agency of our
lives. We do have to take agency. We have to stop being victim and feeling like, you know, we're not active participants in our life. And I feel like even if we do have limited choices, the more that we exercise making the best out of the choices that we do have, we'll start being presented with better and different.
Period.
You know, you kind of just got to push through.
Yeah. And what else we have to do is take a quick little break. But after this, we're coming back with tools for your toolkit. So stick around.
Okay, y'all. So before we get to the tools for your toolkit, we want to make sure everything's running smoothly over here.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, we won't be able to provide tools.
Period. Otherwise, the Homegirl Depot will be shut down.
Closure.
Until further notice.
Liquidation sale. So, y'all, we need to have a town hall meeting.
We're bringing the meeting to order.
Yes. So there's a requirement here to rate and review the show. And if you have not done that, you are not in compliance. So I need you to take a few seconds to pause the show right now and leave a rating and a review on Apple Podcasts if that's where you're listening. And you also have the option to do that on Spotify. Wherever you choose to do it, do it. And then hit subscribe on YouTube. That's what you all need to do to be in compliance, to be a homegirl listener or a homeboy or a supporter of the show.
Whoever you are listening anywhere in the world, just do your part.
Do something.
This is
also
it.
You are required to share.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Now I know some of us are doing the more of the introverted share route, which is like sending a little text or something to a homegirl, homeboy. But for my extroverted girlies, I need it loud and I need it proud on your socials. I need you screaming.
Whatever platform you prefer to use, we'd actually like you to share it there.
Twitter, TikTok, Instagram. And if there's a new platform, there.
Or if you're still on Facebook, take it there, too.
There, too.
Facebook. We don't give a damn. Threads.
Yeah.
Wherever the girls are communing.
We need to be.
Go over there and do
via
it.
Via your voice.
We're using you as the vessel. Be the vessel. Okay? Y'all
take
do
us
it.
Places. Yeah.
Next, you can join us at the Homegirl Hangout which is our exclusive membership community. We're doing cool things over there. We have a really cool group chat where we get to talk about the episodes or really whatever we're feeling like talking about. Book club is back, babes.
Book club is back.
The girls' weekend.
The girls' weekend. Cheers to the girls' weekend. That is a book that
cheers,
we
bitch. You better watch those B words, baby. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, we're reading the girls' weekend. So book club is back. Journal prompts are up. I mean, the monthly affirmations are there. The monthly check-ins are there. The bravado bonus is
there.
There's
a lot there.
There's a lot there. And not only is there a lot there, there's tons of shit from like in the archives.
Yeah.
So when we're saying there's a lot there's years and years and years and years and years of content. So if you are obsessed with us, like you say you are, you might want to go over to the Homegirl Hangout and just get more of what you love. Just do it.
It's there for you.
The link is in the show notes.
It is. So let's get back to the show.
Let's get it.
Okay, here's everyone's favorite part.
It's tools. What we're here to do.
Tools for the toolkit. We drag you and then we hug you.
We drag you and then we slap you on the ass and send you on your way to be great.
This is a part where we slap you on your ass and send you on your way.
Yeah.
We already know that everything in our life is a reflection of the choices that we make. If you want different results, you have to make different choices. Yeah. And we are going to let you know how you can do that, how we can do that, because we all need help.
We're all here together.
So first step.
First off, let's beat bang.
And this is an important one. You know where we usually start.
Listen.
And it's
go
with
ahead
the self.
And kick it off. Yeah.
It's with the self. So the first thing we're going to do is identify our limiting beliefs and our self-doubt. Mm-hmm. Those things in our minds that are working against us. When we have these negative thoughts pop up, we're going to challenge them.
Yeah.
We're not going to accept them. We're going to challenge them. When you're faced with self-doubt, you're going to ask yourself this. Is this thought helpful or is it harmful? What's really going on here?
Listen.
Is it based on evidence or is it based on fear? And that right there will get you together.
Every time.
Do I have evidence of this or am I just operating from a space of fear?
Yeah.
You know,
mm-hmm.
What's going on? And then you're going to reframe your negative beliefs. Turn, I can't do this. This is not for me. Into, this is a challenge and I'm willing to take it on and learn and grow from it. Mm. Take that I can't out of your vocabulary.
Ooh, baby, mine got roots. You know, sometimes the I can't, the heels are in the ground, it's like that.
It's so easy to be like, I can't do that, actually. You know, that's not my thing.
I actually can't.
But you can, you're going to have to start.
We're digging it up. We're pulling
it out.
You're
going to have to start.
This is the year of
pulling it
out.
Because while we're saying we can't do something, and the next breath we're saying, I can't keep doing this. I'm so tired of this.
Right. And another thing is, while you saying you can't, somebody saying they can, and the world's still turning. And now you're just stuck, okay? You stuck where you are. And everybody else is just...
They're doing it.
Moving on. Because they can.
They can.
They can. While you can.
Imagine that.
Yeah, no, you ain't got to imagine it.
It's happening. It's happening.
You can see it real time.
It's happening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Another thing we're going to do here at this step is celebrate your success. Give yourself that confidence boost that you need when you make something shake.
Period.
You know? And this helps you. This helps boost your confidence. I'm in the season of celebrating any and everything. Yes, yes, and yes.
Mm-hmm.
That was done. Things did that. And you should be doing the same thing.
Yeah.
That helps you. And then we also have to seek external support. We are not created to do this shit alone.
Ooh, come on.
So if you need to talk to a therapist, a coach, a mentor, a bestie.
Somebody, your mama, your daddy, cousin, first cousin,
someone that can help
cousin.
You identify these limiting beliefs.
A safe space
and
of sorts.
Debunk them is important. Yeah. You don't want nobody who's putting the battery in your back to keep it going.
No,
you want somebody who's you want somebody who's gonna be like, we're not doing that.
Yeah.
We're not doing that. Are you serious right now?
Yeah.
Get your shit together.
In love.
Yeah, we need people to help you overcome this shit.
Yeah, another tip, y'all, to make better decisions, better choices, is to set clear intentions and values. Set your intentions clear and your values, have them straight. So this looks like spending time in your reflection, asking yourself questions like, what truly matters to you in your life, right?
For real.
Write down your core values. Is it integrity? Is it adventure? Is it creativity? Is it spontaneity? Is it abundance? Whatever those things are, we're going to be operating from that space. And then you're going to connect your values to your goals. So how can your values guide your decisions in different areas of your life? So your career, your relationships, your health. What does it look like to be like, I want relationships, or I want to operate out of integrity in your workspace, in your business, your entrepreneurial endeavors? Allow those values to really be the catalyst and the wind beneath your decisions. Mm-hmm. Okay. Next, you're going to visualize your desired future.
That's important.
You're going to see yourself there. Imagine your ideal life in detail. How can your choices today move you closer to that vision? Right? If you are somebody who wants to be a morning person, what decisions and choices are you making that's going to help you get closer to being able to get your ass up on time?
Listen.
Is it going to sleep? Is it meal prepping? Is it getting your clothes laid out for like the first day of school? What is it? But you need to start doing those things. And lastly, when it comes to setting your clear intentions and values, is to make value-based decisions. Mm. So when you're faced with options, ask yourself, this is going to be the real thing. Does this choice align with my values?
The self-accountability every time.
Exactly. It's keeping yourself in the driver's seat, babe. Hands are 10 and 2. You never relaxed.
No, you're acting.
You never was driving with your knee.
You were never getting chauffeured.
It was never that.
You were never getting chauffeured.
It was never
you
that.
You were always in the driver's seat.
It always gave driver's seat 10, 2.
Foot on gas.
Adjusting the mirror, the rear view.
Listen.
You really locked in. Once you doing that, adjusting, putting your seatbelt on, oh, we clocked in. We clocked in and we on a trip.
And that's a powerful motherfucker right there. Once you're asking, does this decision align with my values each and every time? It's like,
yeah, you got to ask yourself.
Okay, next tool. We're practicing self-awareness and introspection. Yeah, we're taking it there. We're taking it there. We're not just staying on the surface with our lives, with our thoughts, with our feelings, our emotions. We're taking it there. Mm-hmm. So this looks like our mindfulness exercises, meditation, journaling, to help you become more aware of your thoughts and emotions. Baby, every time I get to cracking open that motherfucking journal, I'm like, we're here.
I'm cracked open.
We're here. When I'm prompted to respond to something and really think about my thoughts and my emotions, I'm like, there's something here that I wouldn't normally be addressing.
Yeah.
If I would have kept this journal closed.
Yeah.
But we got to do it. Also, we're paying attention to our feelings. How do the different choices make you feel? Because there's always a feeling. There's always a feeling.
Remember that song?
Of me. Yeah. How do you feel? Are your choices aligned with your inner compass? Do you feel good after you make the choice? That's the thing. Sometimes the choices that feel good while we're making them don't feel too good afterwards.
Mm-mm.
The after effect is not good. And that can be an indicator.
Making
not
the wrong
to make
one.
That shit
yeah,
again.
Let
that can
one
be
rest.
An indicator. Don't do that no more.
Yeah.
Also, seek feedback. This is important.
You got to be.
You got it.
No
you,
ego.
You have to tap in with people that you trust, that are close to you, and ask them their honest perspective on the choices that you're making.
The Risa Tisa. Risa was supposed to tell somebody what was going on.
She had to.
That would have helped her.
That would have stopped a lot.
A lot of the turmoil.
Because baby, when she told me she was going to look at another house, I would have been like, I think
you got to stop.
I don't think that you should go see any more houses. There's actually something going the fuck on that's not right. And
why
sometimes
somebody's seen on TikTok, Landon said, I need the proof of motherfucking funds. That's what it
and
needs
that's
to
the
be.
Thing, but even Risa admitted that she made a choice. She said, I chose to let him get away with it.
Yeah.
I chose to let him get away with that lie. And that's why you need the trusted source to say, now, why would you do that?
Right.
Sometimes when we're left to
that
our own
hurts,
devices.
That hurts.
I know, but it has to hurt. Truth hurts, like Selena Johnson said.
Sometimes truth hurts.
And
I never got
it
over you.
That's Fantasia. And that's truth is. That's another truth.
How does truth hurts go? I'm so contagious.
No.
What the heck?
Stop. That's Selena too.
No, that is truth hurts. Contagious. Her name is truth hurts.
Oh, her name is truth hurts.
Oh. The way we could just.
Girl.
Yes.
Her name was Truth Hurts.
Her name was Truth Hurts. I'm so contagious.
Who is Selena Johnson?
It turns my. You said that. I don't know.
Oh.
But I think you meant truth is.
No.
Maybe you meant contagious.
I meant truth hurts. The bottom line is the truth does hurt.
Sometimes
but what
it does.
Hurts worse
is lying to yourself.
Played with like a fucking fiddle when someone could have told you No. And I know how it feels. Yeah. I know how it feels to get shot down when you're presenting something. This nigga right here. This motherfucker right here is making some crazy
decisions. Please watch on YouTube. Y'all know that.
But yeah. It feels so much better.
Yeah.
Than being dragged through the ringer. And we're going to do this self-reflection regularly. Mm-hmm. It's not going to be once a year thing. It's going to be something that we're doing frequently, daily, weekly. We have to keep a magnifying glass on the choices that we're making.
The kind that you put in your eye and you hold it with your eye. You know that one, the old school.
Yeah, the old school kind. The kind where we have to say, you know, is there some changes that I can make? What can I do for improvement? Because I'm noticing something.
The kind that be on a chain. Yeah.
You got to pull it up to your eye every day. Pull it up to your eye and say, now, what have I done this week? What are the choices that I have made this week?
Baby, I'm in tears.
And how have they contributed or taken away from my improvement?
Yeah.
Because that's the thing. You keep that magnifying glass off of them and you realize that you're doing something that you just should not be doing every day.
When I tell y'all I'm in tears and something was already in my eye, a mess. Okay, y'all, next tip. Where are overcoming decision fatigue and information overload? This is a big one. Decision fatigue is just having too many options or tired after you have to make decisions. And we're making decisions all damn day long. So what we're going to do is create a decision-free zone. You're going to designate specific times for making important decisions and for avoiding decision-making when fatigued. Don't nobody ask me a damn thing.
Yeah.
Don't ask me am I cooking. Don't ask me none of that. I actually ain't doing shit today.
Yeah.
You're going to limit information intake. So that looks like setting boundaries on news and social media consumption to avoid information overload. Sometimes you just feel like you're taking in a lot. Everybody's lives, everybody's thoughts, everybody's opinions, every breaking news event, every catastrophic world event. And I get that there is a lot going on. And I think that we should definitely be tapped in and
aware,
you know, socially aware and conscious of what's happening in the world around us. But sometimes it's a lot and it's okay to give yourself permission to unplug from all of that occasionally.
Yeah.
Prioritize ruthlessly. Right. So this looks like focusing on the most important decisions first and delegating or eliminating less critical ones. You need to use that Eisenhower matrix that we talked about a few years back.
Right.
Figuring out what's really important for you to do as far as tasks or even people, things that you are allowing to come into your, you know, world. I can't do it all. I can't do it all. So I'm gonna have to say yes to some things and no to some shit. And then lastly, like I mentioned, use decision-making frameworks. So utilizing tools like that Eisenhower matrix, you can also use lists like pros and cons, decision matrix is, or just your intuition, right? To simplify complex choices. I actually cannot do that. Y'all, I got a gut feeling I can't do it. You know, with the gut. I'm not moving.
What's happened to our intuition?
Yeah. You got to operate out. Use some tools.
You do. You do. So the next tip is to embrace the power of no in setting boundaries. There goes the boundaries again. That's another thing that always makes its way back around. Boundaries are so important. We have to recognize our limitations. You can't do everything.
Yeah.
You just can't. So when you say no, that allows you to focus on the things that truly matter and the choices that matter as well. Like, I'm doing too much. Also, communicate assertively. We have to open up our mouths and we have to speak. Mm-hmm. Practice setting clear and respectful boundaries to protect your time, your energy, and your well-being. Because if you don't, you are going to learn. You are.
The thing is... If you don't make a decision, somebody's going to make a decision for you.
That part.
You feel me? So
A choice will be made.
A choice will be made. Rather, you are making the choice or someone else is making the choice.
Yeah.
If you don't choose that I am scheduling time for myself, then guess what? Somebody's going to make a choice or a decision to fill your calendar up with all of the things that they need to be done. So decide. Make a choice.
Yeah.
Because if you don't, somebody will do it on your behalf. And that's the last thing you want to do. Because their choices will impact your overall well-being, right? Think about this.
Also, we have to prioritize our self-care. Saying no to others means that we can say yes to the things that we need for ourselves. So it's okay to say no so that you can say yes to yourself.
Period.
And if people are hurt about that or they can't handle that,
they bad.
What is that telling you? And also remember that no is a complete sentence. Sometimes you don't need to justify the no.
Yeah.
You know? I can't.
Yeah.
I'm unable. Sorry. That's just what it is.
What I was going to say, y'all, explain is like people who say they don't want to vote. I'm not going to vote. They're deciding not to vote. In your decision to feel like you're not making a decision or you're not going to actively choose, somebody's going to decide for you what the policies will be, how you will definitely be impacted, and you will be impacted. So just remember, take agency in your life, all aspects of your life. And now we're going to get back to it, beloveds. The next tool is to pay attention to your can'ts. When you say I can't, you got to explore the underlying reason and see if there are ways that you can reframe it, right? So shift your mindset, reframe I can't to I haven't learned yet, or I'm not ready for that right now. This opens up the possibility for you to remain in a growth mindset, not just like, oh, I can't do it. You don't and remain stagnant. Yeah, exactly. It's like not. Maybe not right now, but I'm open to doing it in the future. Again, we're celebrating those small wins. We're acknowledging our progress, no matter how small, because this fuels motivation and reinforces that we can do things. This reinforces that fuel that we need to keep doing more things. We love a little put.
We need to be fueled.
Yes. And then we're going to be breaking down our goals into smaller steps. So something that seems overwhelmingly impossible to do, break it down into tasks that are more manageable by setting achievable milestones. And then lastly, focus on your progress, not perfection. So celebrate the journey and not just the destination. There's a lot to learn along the way. It's not just about when you're getting off the exit, pulling up. Think about all the songs that you could have been singing during the road trip. That's fun too.
For real.
The snacks you could have been eating.
You mentioned breaking down.
Yeah, pop lock and
drink. Our goals into smaller steps. That's a good segue into the next tip, which is to start small.
Mm-hmm.
When we make small, intentional changes that align with our values, that definitely builds momentum. So if you want to eat healthier, if that's the thing, like I want to eat healthier and right now you're not eating anywhere near healthy, we got to start somewhere. So you can start by Mondays or Tuesdays or whatever one day out of the week being your healthy lunch week. This is a day where I pack me up something healthy and I take it for lunch each week. And then you can increase from there, you know, like do something small. If you want to start off by being active, maybe you're not going to the gym 5 days a week right off the bat, but you're saying, I'm going to set aside 10 minutes a day to do something, yoga, walking, some sort of activity, and then I'll gradually increase to being someone who's in the gym 5 days a week.
Yeah.
Start small so that you can build up the momentum with your choices.
Or even thinking about saving, right? If you know you want to save more money, you just don't know how. Maybe just start with taking $5 or $10. Like, I'm going to take $10 every check every 2 weeks and put it aside. Then you can increase that amount. Maybe next month it's going to be $20. Or in a few months, I'll increase it to $30. Give yourself the grace to start small, to be a beginner.
That really be what determines us.
So, I know, because we try to come off like a pro. We try to come in pro vibes, and it don't always give that. You got to start where you are.
Yeah.
Next tip, y'all, we are finding accountability partners. So share your goals and your progress, your challenges with a friend, a mentor, a coach, a therapist, somebody who wants to support you, somebody who can support you, right? Having someone to check in on you is going to make all the difference in holding you accountable and living the life that you want in your success or your unsuccess. Tap in with somebody.
The accountability partner is key.
Period.
Just have a shoulder to lean on.
Cry too.
Final step is to remind yourself that you get to choose.
Mm-hmm.
You have the power to shape your life by the choices that you make. You've got the power.
What? What? I'm a survivor.
No, but for real, every day we are presented with countless opportunities to make choices. So what are you going to do? What are you going to do when you're presented with something that's both big or small? You know what I'm saying? Every day I have the choice to eat breakfast or not. And I'll be sitting up there choosing not to sometimes and then wondering, oh my God, I lost weight. You know, it's just like, girl, come on, let's start with the choices. And when you make a choice or a decision, rather than letting yourself be ruled by impulse or, you know, not have much thought into it, you're going to feel yourself really starting to take ownership and control over your life. It's like, I consciously made this decision. I took the time to figure out like what the impact would be. And this is not to say that we're perfect.
Yeah.
We're not. But this is just about being more conscious and making better choices and then seeing how our lives improve because of that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So.
Love that. Okay, girlies.
So we hope that you found some value.
For sure. And just remember, like, choice isn't just a one-time process. It's ongoing. It's constantly evolving.
To the day
you die,
to the casket drops.
Yeah. So that's good. That means you're alive. Once you don't have to make no choice, baby, you at his feet.
I'm done.
You actually are at his throne.
I'm done. I know. But it's just the fact that, you know, it really is something that it's a good thing overall. But it's a part of adulting where it's like, damn, another choice I got to make. But overall, it feels good to know that I'm able to control my outcome more than I think because of the choices that I'm able to make, that I have the agency to make.
Yeah. And that's where we have to stay. We have to stay in that place, in that mindset. So if you're feeling overwhelmed, like my friend here just said, actually, this is my best friend. Put some respect on it. Remember, you have the power. It's better for you to have the power than not.
It is, for sure.
Hopefully y'all loved it. Let us know you loved it by sharing it with a homegirl. Okay, y'all, it's time to transition to our final last segment. We've kept you a long time today, but it's time to pick up your pen.
We're dropping a gem.
So this is the part of the show where we get to share the things that are checking us, wrecking us, inspiring, the things that we are loving. We also invite you to use the homegirl hotline and share your gems. That number is in the show notes.
For you.
You can text us. You can DM us. If there's something that you're like, yo, this I'm vibing with, share with the community, or I just think y'all would love it. So I have a gem today that I want to share with you all. It's a journaling app. It's called Day One. I know some girlies are more digital. And for those of us who are digital, who like to use our cell phones or your iPad, I found that this is a really helpful app. What I like most about it is it tells you if you have a streak. Right. So anytime there's a streak, you're building a habit, then you want to keep coming back. And I will admit I fell off, but I started and I'm going to get back on it. So what I really like about
this. Don't miss 2 days in a row.
Oh, is that what they say?
Mm-hmm.
Well, damn.
Once you miss 2 days in a row, you're more likely to really fall off.
Okay. Thank you for that. So what I really love is that there's a daily prompt. If you just get in the app and you don't know what to say.
I'm a prompt girl. Prompt me.
Yes. They have some really cool ones. And so the daily prompt today is, what tasks do I often avoid?
Ooh.
So sometimes it's just something. I didn't write that. I just opened that today. So sometimes it's just something to get your thoughts going and then maybe you can explore more. I love that they have templates, which are really cool. They have like an evening template, a 5-minute template. Like I only have a few minutes to write. So 5 minutes, the 5-minute PM template says 3 good things that happened today. And then how can I make tomorrow amazing? So just little things like that. They have photos. If you want to, sometimes it'll prompt you and send you a notification like journal today. Just take a picture of what happened, what you loved about today. It might be your coffee, whatever it is. And you can use it as a photo journal. They have some suggestions from the music that you've recently listened to or your activity.
Is that interesting?
Photos. Yeah. Like this might help you. Like you listened to this today. How did you feel? Yeah. And I just think it's really, really helpful. I found it really nice. They have morning templates, afternoon gratitude templates, just quick check-ins, short and sweet, productivity, health and wellness, goals, spiritual, travel, creative. And I really love the travel journal.
I could find benefit from that.
A travel journal, because you can have your packing list, your itinerary, your daily travel recap. You know, sometimes you go on a trip and you're like, I don't even remember how I felt about it. Every day you can be like, we did this today. I really love this. I would not do this if I came back here. And you can keep it all in a little space. They have a creative template where you can brainstorm your ideas, sketches, and then seasonal, how you're feeling at the end of the year, the top of the year, spring,
love a seasonal feeling.
Summer, autumn, your birthday.
Check in.
So the Day One app, I love it. I need to get more consistent and I'm going to. I just got a streak just from opening today. So now I can't stop. Now I can't stop. We'll link it so that if you want to check it out, you can.
Love that.
Yeah.
Okay, y'all. So we have reached the end of the road, but we will be back.
Although
as long as you keep coming back. We'll keep
to
coming.
The end of the road. Still, I can't let go. It's unnatural. You belong to me. I belong to you, girl. And what I wanted you to do was keep talking. And that was going to
be. Well, you were so loud.
I didn't think
I was. It
was
distracting.
Okay. It was going to be like
Germany,
this.
Germany, girl, we done got it. You guys, thank you so
much. We'll do it again next week, y'all.
Next time, we'll work on this portion of the show. Okay, love you.
Love you. Bye.